Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
As I said, you know, the big story today is what is happening in Gauteng. We don't have a Gauteng government yet. We only have a premier of Gauteng. We've all been waiting to hear. On the line with me is Solim Msimanga, who's a DA Gauteng leader. Mr. Msimanga, thank you so much for making time for me. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo. Always a pleasure talking to you, and good evening to the Kaya listeners.
Mr. Msimanga, the last time we spoke, in as much as, you know, you hadn't concluded your discussions with Panyaza Lusufi, or at least his negotiators, there seemed to be some movement. Today, we're getting the sense that you've moved far apart to where you were when we last spoke. Can you take us through, and we've noted obviously the press briefing, but can you take us through what seems to be the biggest problem, according to you? Because there's also the he said, she said thing, which I don't want us to get into. According to yourselves, what has changed since the last time you and I spoke?
Well, the last time you and I spoke, we thought that we were going to have a deal. And this is why you'd remember that I said to you that we showed good faith by, you know, nominating and electing Panyaza Lusufi and Lusufi Marakani, being part of that group that nominated and elected the two. Because we understood that, there was a principle that we wanted to form a government of provincial unity, but also we understand the principle that, the bigger party should actually get a leadership role, and this is why we voted for them. Mm-hmm. There was supposed to be engagement from there in terms of how do we then formulate a government that represents what the voters have said to us. And at some point, we thought that we were moving in that direction. The DA made proposals where we then say, let's look at the issue of proportionality. What are you bringing as the bigger party? What are we bringing as the second bigger party, the second biggest party? And also, what are the other parties that, are coming into the government of provincial unity also then coming up with? And therefore, there was a proposal to then say, there's going to be a split, and that split will also represent not only the ANC and the DA, but will also represent the other parties as well. The proposal that we made, Pimelo, was that there should be, let's start with a 6-5. Mm-hmm. So in the cabinet, you have a cabinet of 11 people. Yeah. So you have the premier plus 10 and members of the executive committee. You said, let's start with that, and the split will be 6-5. So if you're looking at the proportionality of what we got as the election results, the split should be 6-5, 6 to the ANC, 5 to the DA. And we said, then you bring other political parties. Mm. So if you bring, say, you bring two political parties, so the ANC will lose one seat, the DA will lose one seat. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you go down. So the more you bring parties, the more you lose the position. Mm. The ANC said to us, no, that is not acceptable. They even revised their offer and then said, now we are willing to offer you one position, one MEC position. We said to them, but that is an insult. How do we then start engaging while you are saying to us that people that are bringing 28% of the votes or 22 seats in the legislature, you will only give them one seat? They revised that and they said they will give you two. We said that is still not enough. We said then, okay, let's go to four. We'll take four instead of the initial five. And then you should then use that one to accommodate another political party. Mm-hmm. They said, they're not, happy with it. Mm-hmm. Today, when we were engaging with them, did it come out that, in fact, they only want to offer, us three, and they will take the whole seven in the executive and only offer chairperson portfolios for other parties? And we said, but that is not a representation of the spirit in which we started by and what the voters have said to us. We were willing to even go up to three ourselves, but we were willing to go up to three with the ANC agreeing that they will bring two other political parties and we should have a conversation about that. So that means that they will have five, not seven, but they are still sticking to them having seven.
Were you dictating to them which other political parties should be allocated these seats that you are referring to?
I'm glad that you asked that question, because we can give you the letters that we were writing to them, because we believe that the proposals must be made in writing. Mm-hmm. And we did the proposals in writing. Nowhere are we dictating to them, you will take this party or that party. We said to them, we will take three, you will take the seven, but the 7 must also include the other parties. We just left it at that, include the other parties, because we felt that, you know, you can't say you're having a government of provincial unity while your cabinet, the decision makers, are predominantly only one party. That you know, for us doesn't make sense.
Did you have a conversation about the EFF?
No, I don't think that the EFF has been part of the conversation. We didn't discuss political parties, that, you know, you give that one, you give this one. We said that, you know, there is this positions that are on the table. And then we now, if we are to show, you know, the voters of Gauteng that we have had them and we are taking what they've said seriously, then there should be that engagement in terms of how other parties are to be included. But obviously there are parties that have signed on as signatories, even at the national level, to then say they are part of the government of national unity, and therefore those will be the parties that would have been considered first, and then obviously then parties that would follow, you know, after that. That's why I started by saying there should be the dilution as you go. So if there's a new party that comes in, then, you know, the party that lost the position first, well, then we'll have an opportunity to take a breather while the party that they lose a position will lose a position. Sure. So that, for me, that makes sense to go that way.
And understanding the principle, you would understand why I asked the question, because obviously as the DA, you've made it quite public that, you know, you really wouldn't like to get into discussions with the EFF, and that's quite public. If it were that you were agreeing on the allocation according to your own proportional understanding, and they did want to allocate to the EFF, would you have had a problem with that?
Well, I cannot answer that, because remember, the part of the GNU starts also at a national level.
Yes.
So there would have had to be that conversation at a national level. Mm-hmm. And I think the best people that would be best placed to then answer that will be people that are sitting at a national level, that have drafted this thing and have agreed on this thing. I think that those are the people that would have been able to then give an answer.
So basically, even in the formation of who joins the national of the government, national, the government unity of the provinces, you feel it should be guided by the national agreement, even in the composition of the parties that form this unity.
The reason why we're saying that, Pimel, is that it's worked in KZN, and some of these things are proposed by the ANC themselves, by the way. So the issue of proportionality in it came initially from KZN. And by the ANC, by Duma and KZN and the others. That's, you know, how this whole thing started, with proportionality and all of that. It was adopted at a national level as well. And, you know, this is why we were asking that this gets to be adopted even here in Gauteng. But, you know, it looks like in Gauteng, maybe purely because of the numbers are very close, that, you know, others are finding a level of discomfort with it. But we are saying that there should be that spirit of saying, how do we then form a government that really represents what the voters have said to us? And we said that we were not really, and we are not ready to be rubber stampers, you know, of one party, where we are just told you will get two or three seats, and then, you know, you will just sit there, but the majority will be there. Because you must remember, today, the decisions that cabinet take, and once you go out of that door, you understand that those decisions affect all of you and the decisions of cabinet. And therefore, even when, you know, there are things that we don't agree with, and we don't have mechanisms of raising that, you know, objection to things that we don't agree with, the voters are going to come and say, but you are part of government. You can't tell us that, you know, you're not part of decision-making if you're part of government. And this is why we were asking that, you know, we start looking at the issues of proportionality. We start looking at the issues of dispute resolution, as an example, before we get there. You know, people then start saying, oh, no, motions of no confidence and all of that. We are saying, before we even start formulating and running towards formulating of the executive, let's have all these issues ironed out so that when we start, we can guarantee longevity for the whole 5 years. There shouldn't be any disruption. There shouldn't be any anything that you know, can hamper how government works. But, you know, this is what we have proposed to them initially, and this is where we thought that we were going.
Did your own conversations, and I understand that obviously there's a statement of intent nationally that sort of guides what should be happening in the province, but in your own negotiation processes, did your own conversations in the government of provincial unity include conversations about municipalities?
No, We had said that there needs to be a principle in which everybody agrees on, and the principle should be what does a national government look like, what does a provincial government, where in this instance we should be talking about how they. And then you would remember that the president even said that there will be a national dialogue, right? The national dialogue will then begin to then also direct in terms of what are the issues at a local level that needs to be addressed when you're talking about the state of governance, even at the local level. So that we are not there at the provincial level where we're discussing the issues of municipalities. That is also something that is still going to be following when we're talking to the to the issue or in the national dialogue. So these are things that have been taken step by step, and I can tell you right now that there is still conversations that are going to be taking place, even with Fikile Mbalula and Helen and all of those things, those people that are at a national negotiating table.
And you would understand why this is important, because residents are sitting and thinking, you know, we hope whatever is going to be happening here with this government of provincial unity does not affect now again the running of municipalities. And again, we're going to be having musical chairs of mayors and the like, because obviously nobody really has an appetite anymore for government that's not stable, even at municipal level.
You're absolutely right. And this is why I said to you that part of what we were engaging in was to make sure that, we're able to then have principal agreements on a number of things before even government is completely formed, so that you avoid things like what you are raising now as concerns. To then say, what happens, you know, when there's now motions of no confidence, there's this that has been raised and that has been raised. So you want to deal with those upfront and say, how do you deal with this kind of things and the mechanisms? And then from there, be able to then have a government that is running, but also that is running stably, but also able to then ensure that they can guarantee better service delivery, going forward. So this is the spirit in which we got into this, and we were hoping that, and we're still hoping that, this will be the spirit in which we will then be able to then proceed in forming government here in Gauteng, and at the national level that is now being started. KZN has also hit the ground running. So these are things that we're looking at. But also, if there is that conversation that is going to be had about the municipalities, this conversation must not only include the parties that are part of the chain, but must include the general public, including, you have unions, you have non-governmental organizations, you have community-based organizations, you have, so many stakeholders, if you like, that should be consulted. And those conversations will happen. And once those conversations have happened, I think there should then be a direction in terms of how we're going, at a local level as well.
Okay. You guys, I'm getting the sense you're still talking.
Well, we as far as we are concerned, we haven't given up on the conversations. Mm-hmm. We have said that there is a proposal on the table. Mm-hmm. The ANC has said to us, we've had you, and this is where we are. So we will now wait to then hear if there is a re-engagement. And if there is a re-engagement, then obviously we'll find each other. And once we found each other, then we should be able to then make those announcements very soon.
Yes.
If then not, then it means that, they are prepared to go on their own. And it will then mean that we will take our opposition seat from that point onward.
Okay. As things stand right now, where did you leave it? You have rejected the offer of 3 seats, them keeping the 7 without telling you where they would allocate the other seats to and who to. Is that where you've left it? That's sort of where you are.
That's where we've left it. And we said the alternative would be that maybe then we get bumped. If they want to keep the seats to themselves, mm-hmm. then we would want to have one bumped up and the inclusion of one other political party.
Okay.
So then they can still stick to 6, and then we can then have 4, and then one party can have 1. One of the parties that is coming can have 1. So you'll then have, that balance of 6-4-1.
Mr. Msimang, I've got a call coming through. It's this particular person wants to give you a question or a comment. Lusanda is calling from Johannesburg. Good evening, Lusanda.
Good evening, Timelo. I just have 2 things. The first one is, Solly says that if you ask if the EFF joins, then what happens? Do they agree to form part of the GPU? He says they're going to ask. They have to consult national and look into the agreement at national level. However, the DA is a federal organization, in their words, meaning that provinces govern themselves. So that falls off automatically. The second point is, he says that whatever decisions they make need to be reflective of the voters' decisions in Gauteng. If that is the case, IFP shouldn't feature. So I don't know what actually is the goalpost. He needs to stick to it.
Mr. Simanga?
Can you repeat the last question about the IFP?
The question being that the IFP would not feature if the IFP really didn't do that well in Gauteng, because they didn't. So I suppose Helen Zilla made the point that, you know, it would be nice to have the IFP be allocated that seat.
All right. So what we have said, and this is what I said to you, Helen made the point that IFP had been one of the first signatories at a national level, or around the government of national unity. So she said that, you know, it would be nice to have that. Not that we're demanding that, we have them there. And then also given the fact that, they had bent backwards in KZN, therefore, you know, that should be a consideration. But no way are we prescribing to the ANC in that regard. But the issue about federalism, we are a federal party, but we are also now you can't use your federalism in terms of them engaging on what is happening at a national level. As I said, at a national level, the EFF or Mkhonto or even any other number of parties who are not part of the government of national unity, will have to be considered by all the negotiators at that level to then say, is this something that will be done? So it cannot be a unilateral decision by the DA or by the IFP. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there is that national framework, and that national framework, it's not a DA document. It's a document by a collective. So if that is, to be amended, then the amendment will be coming from there. So I don't think that you can expect that the DA will make that decision on their own at a provincial level. And the ANC certainly will not be able to make that decision on their own as well. There will have to be consultation and, agreement that will somehow have to filter into the national level as well. So yes, we take decisions internally as a party, federally as well, and we are a province. But you need to then separate what we're talking about here. We're not talking about the DA's decision here. You're talking about a decision that includes an agreement that is reached with other parties at a national level.
Quick one. What necessitated the press briefing? You guys are still talking. Why did you feel the need to actually put up, it gave the impression that there was a stalemate of sorts?
Well, it was important that we communicate, given what has transpired yesterday, but also given the fact that we were told that, Nomaranjani, there will be an announcement of a cabinet today. Therefore, we needed to then state what has transpired today, and then wait for further engagement, if there is going to be further engagement. So that's where we are.
So you're saying you guys are still engaging? And you're doing
well,
that in
we
good
haven't,
faith.
We haven't. The door hasn't been closed. We are at the stage where we said where our position is, I'm sure the ANC will also now go and engage on what their position is. And if they feel that we cannot find each other, obviously they will communicate that, and we will then decide from there what is the next step.
Mr. Msimang, if I may just quickly ask you, when was the last time you actually sat down as a collective to talk? Was it yesterday? Was it today?
Today.
Today. All right. Thank you so much.
It was today around, I think the conversation ended at about 4 o'clock.
And it would be fair to say all of you walked away feeling like you're at a deadlock, you want to go take a breather, and maybe you'll come back, maybe you won't come back.
Yeah, that's basically where we are.
Salim Simanga, thank you so much for your time, DA Gauteng leader. When I come back, Funzim Ngomane from Action SA for their reaction on what's happening in Gauteng.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.